Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I've mentioned this before, but we are getting reports of malware posing as software updates, in particular for Java, of course, with Java updates and calls to disable Java, sort of even making the more popular non-tech news. That's, of course, what malware writers are waiting for in order to push their own updates. This, I think, almost kind of replaces the fake antivirus. I haven't seen a lot of fake antivirus lately, but we do see updates for Java, also some for Internet Explorer and Chrome recently. Probably the message to get out there to users is to use the in-application update facility and use it deliberately, not rely on a pop-up that shows up at some random point in time while you're visiting a random website to tell you that the software needs to be updated. And Symantec has been following some Android malware that they're calling Express Spam, whatever you want to pronounce it. One of the interesting parts about this malware is how it distributes itself via fake Google Play stores. In one case, actually, they call themselves Google Play, where the first O in Google was replaced with the letter C or Charlie. So Goggle Play or whatever, again, you want to pronounce this like. The malware itself appears to be not all that spectacular. It appears to be stealing contact lists and other information. One interesting calculation that sort of Symantec engaged in is by looking at how many actual devices they think are infected and multiplying this with sort of the average contact list site. They're trying to kind of come up with a number as to how much information got stolen, but again, it's just a few thousand devices that are being affected, so nothing really, again, all that huge or new. Now, then another follow-on to yesterday's story about mobile devices and two-factor authentication. Indian police arrested two men that they suspect took part in a scheme to bypass two-factor authentication. Now, these individuals did obtain information from ID thieves, botnet owners who stole this information from users, and then by knowing the users' phone numbers and their bank account details, these criminals then obtained a duplicate SIM card and used this duplicate SIM card to receive messages, in particular SMS messages, that were destined to the victim's phone. So now essentially this what you have part of a two-factor authentication no longer works because the identity thieves here were able to steal your phone without you actually losing it. One reason you may notice that you are a victim of this scheme is that this typically renders the original phone useless, so you will no longer be able to make phone calls from the original phone once the duplicate SIM card got issued and activated. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.